ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2 ಪಾದ 3 ಬಿಯದಧಿಕರಣ ನ ಬಿಯದ ಶ್ರುತೇ ಅಸ್ತಿತು ಗೌಣ್ಯ ಸಂಭವಾತ್ ಶಬ್ದಾಚ್ಚ ಸ್ಯಾಚ್ಚೈಕಸ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಶಬ್ದವತ್ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ ಅಹಾನಿರವ್ಯತಿರೇಕಾಚ್ಚ ಶಬ್ದೇಭ್ಯಃ ಯಾವತ್ ವಿಕಾರಂ ತು ವಿಕಾರೋ ಲೋಕವತ್. ಮಾತರಿಷ್ವಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಏತೇನ ಮಾತರಿಷ್ವಾ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತಃ. ಅಸಂಭವಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಅಸಂಭವಸ್ತು ಸತೋನುಪಪತ್ತೇಃ. ತೇಜೋಧಿಕರಣಂ ತೇಜೋತಃ ತಥಾಹ್ಯಾಹ. ಅಭಧಿಕರಣಂ ಆಪಃ. ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಧಿಕರಣಂ ಪೃಥಿವೀ ಅಧಿಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಶಬ್ದಾಂತರೇಭ್ಯಃ. ತತ್ ಅಭಿಧ್ಯಾನಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ತದ್ ಅಭಿಧ್ಯಾನಾದೇ ವತೂಂ ತಲ್ಲಿಂಗಾತ್ ಸಹಾ. ನೌ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಆತ್ಮಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರ 17. ನಾತ್ಮಾ ಶ್ರುತೇಃ ನಿತ್ಯತ್ವಾತ್ ಚ ತಾಭ್ಯಃ. ನಾತ್ಮಾ ಶ್ರುತೇಃ ನಿತ್ಯತ್ವಾತ್ ಚ ತಾಭ್ಯಃ. 17th ಸೂತ್ರ 3rd ಪಾದ 2nd ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 233rd ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ. ಸೊ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೀವ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ 3rd ಪಾದ ಆಫ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2 Vyasacharya has dealt with the Prapancha Srishti, all the Shruti Vakyas in support of Prapancha Srishti, and that too the Pancha Bhuta Srishti, 5 elements, and all the seeming contradictions, they were all resolved in these 9 Adhikaranas, which form the first part of this Pada. And from the 10th Adhikaranam up to the end of this Pada, we get the second part of this pada, and jeeva srishti is analyzed here. Previously bhuta srishti was analyzed, now jeeva srishti. And jeeva is called bhokta, and now we see the bhoktru srishti. So with respect to jeeva srishti, all the seeming contradictions have been resolved earlier. And the entire second chapter is called Avirodha Adhyaya, and the teaching is incidental, and the main purpose is resolving the seeming contradictions in the Shruti, in the Vedas, regarding Jeeva Srishti. And Vyasacharya also accomplishes another thing, namely Jeeva Swarupa Nirnayaha, as a byproduct, as an avantara vishaya. By product, jiva is nityaha, jiva swarupam, what is the nature of jiva? Jiva is nityaha, eternal, sarvagataha, asangaha, akarta, abhokta, they are all established incidentally here. And once this is established as nitya, asanga, chaitanya swarupaha, the jiva is, then jiva brahma aikyam can be assimilated easily. Why? Because we find Brahman also is Nityam, Asanga, Chaitanya Swarupam. And once we see Jiva is also Nitya, Asanga, Chaitanya Swarupam, then Lakshana Aikyadem, Vastu Aikyanyayenam. Once the nature is proved identical between these two, then it is easy to see that both the Vastus, both the things are identical. And as we said, in these two Adhikaranams, I think that is 10 and 11, the 10th Adhikarana we saw in the last class, and the 11th that we are going to see now, both have got one and the same topic, but presented in two different forms. And the topics what? Jivaha Nityaha. That is, Jiva is never born out of Brahman, because it is eternal, it can never be born. So Jiva is never born out of Brahman. So Jiva Nityatvam is established here. This is presented also in two different ways. And in the previous adhikaranam, 10th adhikaranam, it was said, Jivaha is apparently born, and here it is seen that Jiva is really unborn or unreally born. I used these two words yesterday. Jiva is unborn or unreally born. And when we say unreally born, it is called Mithya Srishtivadaha. And when we say really unborn, it is called Ajativadaha. So Mithya Srishtivadaha and Ajativadaha. It is obverse and reverse of the two sides of the same coin. And here in the 11th Adhikaranam, Vyasacharya establishes Atma is unborn. And here also there are three stages, the Purva Pakshi Matam, Ekadeshi Matam, and Siddhanta. And the Purva Pakshi Matam is what? Shruti makes contradictory statements, and therefore Shruti is apramanam. And we gave two Shruti Vakyams. We have seen one is from the Mundaka Vakya, Mundaka Upanishad, second chapter, first section, first mantra, which says Jiva is born out of Brahman. Just as the sparks emerge from the fire. That is one argument. We quoted that mantra also. Yatha sudiptatim pavakat vishpulingaha sahasrashaha prabhavante sarupaha tatakshaad vividaha somyam bhavaha prajayante tatra chaivapiyanti. Bhavaha here means jivaha. Whereas the other Upanishad, Vakyam is from Chandogya Upanishad, sixth chapter, that is the third section, second mantra, that says, Seyam devadaikshatam khantah mimamstisraham devata anena jivena atmana anupravishya namarupe vyakaravaniti. That's a mantra. We have discussed all these mantras. So Brahman itself takes the role of the jiva. Brahman itself takes the role of the jiva. Therefore, the product himself is the producer himself is the actor. Brahman himself is the role of the jiva, he is acting. So the producer himself is the actor. He is not only the producer of the world, but the very same Brahman, having created a body-mind complex, this shariram, himself, tat srishtva, tadeva anupravishatam. As the Taittiriya Upanishad says, tat srishtva, after creating that, entered the body, that Brahman itself is the jiva. The Brahman entered the body, Brahman itself is the jiva, and therefore jiva has to be nitya. Because Brahman is Nityam. Brahman happens to be Nityam. So, Jivaha Nityaha Ajaha, unborn. Brahma Abhinnatva, because it's non-different from Brahman. Jiva is unborn because it is identified with the unborn Brahman. That is the argument. So, Chandogya Upanishad says Jiva is unborn, and Mundaka Upanishad says Jiva is born. Therefore, I have a confusion. So, Purvapakshi asks, not to read the Vedas, Vedaha apramana. That is his conclusion. And Ekadeshi says, Veda is not apramanam, it is pramanam only. But the real vivaksha means the intention. Intention of the Veda is what? Jiva is born, that is correct. So as I told, he wants to support Vedas but in the wrong manner. And Jiva has to be born because logic also supports that. And he gave two reasons. One is the pratignya ahanihi. That is, only if you take jiva as a product of Brahman, then alone eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam is possible. So jiva also must be karyam, should be a product. From that jiva and jagat are born out of Brahman. Therefore, karana brahma vijnanena karya jiva vijnanam bhavati. So karya prapancha vijnanam api bhavati, both. So both the Jiva Vijnanam and also Prapancha Vijnanam, both will come once you know the Karana, that is Brahman. Therefore, Jiva has to be a Karyam of Brahman only. And if Jiva is not accepted as Karyam, what will happen? By Brahma Vijnanam, Jiva Vijnanam will never take place. Because that Pratijna Vajnam will not be valid. Because Jiva is not a product, Karyam. Therefore, better you accept that everything is born out of Brahman. This is the first reason of Ekadeshi. And the second reason he gives is the reason we ourselves actually gave in the Akasha Adhikarana earlier to prove that Akasha is born. And there we used an argument that Akasha must be born because it is distinct entity, different from all other bhutas, vibhaktatvat. We use that term, akashaha janyaha, vibhaktatvat, vayuvate. It is also born like vayu. Therefore, yet vibhaktam tattat karyam, whatever is distinct and can be differentiated, they are subject to birth and death also. And extending this logic of Vyadadhikaranam, the seventh sutra that we saw earlier, Yavad Vibhaktam Tu Vikaro Lokavate Iti Sutra Nyayena, using this, based on this sutra, Ekadeshi says, Jiva happens to be a distinct entity having its own individuality, differentiating from all other things, the Jadavastus and other Jivas, differentiating from all of them. Each Jiva is distinct, is proved by what? By our own thumb impressions. They use thumb impression as a distinguishing feature of every individual. Therefore, Jiva is Vibhaktaha. And Ekadesi puts forward this argument in support of his statement that Jiva is born out of Brahman. So the second argument is Jivaha Janyaham Vibhaktatvatem Akashavate. Like Akasha, it is also born. It is a distinct entity. And because of these reasons, what is the conclusion now? Jiva is born. This is Ekadeshi's conclusion. Now, Siddhanti Vyasacharya has to establish that Jiva is not born. That is Siddhanta. So this is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. First, let us give the running meaning of the sutra. Natma. Natma means na atma, atma na. Jivatma is not born. Ashrutehe. Since there is no shruti support or shruti pramanam to say jiva is born. Nityatvacha. And since the jivatma is eternal also. Tabhyaha. Tabhyaha means according to the shruti statement. This is the running meaning. Now we will see the significance of the words. Na. And we supply the verb here, jayate. That means not born. Ajaha. Atma is unborn. And here, atma refers to what? Jivaha only. And why do we say so? Because there is no debate regarding Paramatma. Paramatma is unborn. That is accepted by everyone. So it should be here, atma refers to only Jivaha. And all confusions are with respect to Jivatma only. And therefore, in this context, we have to take Jivatma only. Therefore, Natma means Jivatma is unborn. That is what the sutra says. Then Vyasacharya gives two reasons also. And the first reason he gives is Ashrutehe. There is no Shruti Pramanam, no Veda Pramanam to support the birth of Jiva. Therefore, you don't have any Shruti support. And the second reason is, I have Shruti support. Nityatvat cha. Shruti support not with respect to directly for birth, but nityatvat. Shruti very clearly says, jivaha nityaha. It is eternal. And there are countless Shruti, Smriti and Purana statements which supports the eternity of Jiva. And what is permanent cannot be born. Permanent means what? It was in the past, it is in the present, and will be in the future also, in all three domains of time. And in Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna said? Natveva aham jatunasam natvam neme janadipaha nachaiva na bhavishyamaha sarvevayama tapparam. Second chapter. 12th sloka. So birth is for one which did not exist at a particular time. Birth is for one which did not exist at a particular time. Therefore, nityatvat, jivatma being eternal, it cannot be born. And how do you say that the eternity of the jiva is mentioned or known? Tabhyaha. in this sutra, particularly in this sutra, tabhyaha. Vyasacharya uses this term tabhyaha. Tabhyaha refers to shrutibhyaha. And here shruti means what? Shruti means countless shruti statements with regard to the eternity. Now, Vyasacharya only says many shruti statements, and Shankaracharya gives many quotations, and one is from Kathopanishad, na jayate mriyate va vipaschit nayam nayam bhutva kutaschinna babu vakaschit ajonityaha shashvatoyam puranaha na hanyate hanyamane sharire. It's a popular quotation. We have used it many times. And since this mantra is very important, Lord Krishna modified in his Gita. And so, na jayate mriyate va kadachite, he said, and he modified it slightly. And in Kathopanishad, there is another mantra also. There is ajasya, is very, very important. The Krishna also paraphrased that in Bhagavad Gita with a slight modification. Actually, the one in the Kathopanishad mantra, the second mantra is Puram Ekadashadvaram Ajasya Vakrachetasaham Anushtayana Sochati Vimuktasya Na Vimuchyate. Ajasya Vakrachetasaha. The word Ajasya is important. It's not born. And Jiva has got a body of 11 holes. Puram Ekadashadvaram. 11 gates, a city of 11 gates in the body. And the Jivatma ruling this city, that Jivatma is unborn. Ajasya. And the next Shruti Vakyam is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 4th chapter, 4th section, 22nd mantra, which is also repeated in the 25th mantra. And we have to give actually a minimum of 3 Shruti Vakyams. We have to be careful in all this when Acharyas interpret this, because what the sutra says, Tabhyaha. And Tabhyaha is a plural number. In Sanskrit, we have got singular, dual, and plural. So plural means there should be a minimum of 3 quotations should be given. Whereas Shankaracharya gives, of course, more than 3. And this mantra, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the 4th chapter, 4th section, that says, Sava Yesha Mahan Ajaha Atma. Ajaha Atma, Sava Yesha Mahan Ajaha Atma. It is a big mantra, actually. I have given only this relevant statement. So this is, because it's a very big mantra, it is. So this Atma is unborn, Ajaha. Therefore, Jivatma is unborn, as clearly said in the Shrutis. So with this, the sutra part is over. Now we have to negate the Ekadeshi and Purvapakshi. And Ekadeshi, what did he say? Jiva is born. And only then Pratignya will be validated. Ekavijnana ena sarvavijnana Pratignya will be validated only when Jiva is born. The Pratignya being Ekavijnana ena sarvavijnana. And for that, what is the condition required? Jiva must be a product of Brahman. Only then, Karana Brahma Vijnanena, Karya Jiva Vijnanam Bhavati, that contention can take place. For which Advaitin smilingly he answers, by Brahma Vijnanam, you do get Jiva Vijnanam, even though Jiva is not product of Brahman. This is the Advaitin's answer. By Brahma Vijnanam, you do get Jiva Vijnanam, even though Jiva is not a product of Brahman. Still Brahma Vijnanena Jiva Vijnanam Sambhavati. If you take the world, Prapancha, in the case of the world, it is different. World is a product of Brahman. And therefore, Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam. But in the case of Jiva, what do you find? We say Jiva is not a product of Brahman, but still Brahma Vijnanena Jiva Vijnanam Sambhavati. And Ekadeshi surprisingly asks, how is it possible? Many of us may ask also. We only know Karana Vijnanena Karya Vijnanam. That alone we know. Advaitin say it is possible because Jiva and Brahman are identical as revealed in countless Mahavakyam. And therefore, you need not separately know Jiva. Because Jiva and Brahman are identical. All Mahavakyam say that. Brahma Vijnanam, Eva Jiva Vijnanam. నతు బ్రహ్మ విజ్ఞానేన జీవ విజ్ఞానం. బ్రహ్మ విజ్ఞానం ఏవ జీవ విజ్ఞానం, నతు బ్రహ్మ విజ్ఞానేన జీవ విజ్ఞానం. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ నో జీవా త్రూ బ్రహ్మన్, బికాస్ నోయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ నోయింగ్ జీవ. అభేద దర్ఫోర్ ప్రతిజ్ఞాహాని డస్ నాట్ టేక్ ప్లేస్ అట్ ఆల్. ప్రతిజ్ఞా ఈస్ నాట్ వయలేటెడ్. జీవ అండ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ ఐడెంటికల్. అండ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ ఇస్ వాట్? జీవ హ్యాస్ టు బి బాండ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఎంటిటీ. దట్ వాస్ హిస్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్. జీవ ఇస్ టు బి బాండ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఎంటిటీ హ్యావింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ హారోస్కోప్, జాతకం, ఇట్స్ ఓన్ థంబ్ ఇంప్రెషన్స్. అండ్ ఫర్దర్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ జీవాస్ డిస్టింక్షన్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఇంట్రిన్సిక్ అట్ ఆల్. జీవాస్ డిస్టింక్షన్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఇంట్రిన్సిక్ అట్ ఆల్ బట్ దే ఆర్ ఓన్లీ సూపర్ఫిషియల్ డిస్టింక్షన్స్ కాస్ట్ బై వాట్? కాస్ట్ బై ద ఉపాధి, ది కంటైనర్, ద బాడీ, ద శరీరం. దేర్ ఈస్ నో ఇండివిజువల్ జీవా అట్ ఆల్. దేర్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఇండివిజువల్ బాడీ, మైండ్, ఇంటలెక్ట్, విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్ డిస్టింక్ట్. కర్మాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో డిస్టింక్ట్. బట్ జీవహ ఈస్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చైతన్యం ఇన్ విచ్ దేర్ ఈస్ నో ఇండివిజువాలిటీ అట్ ఆల్. జీవాత్మ ఇస్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చైతన్యం ఇన్ విచ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఇండివిజువాలిటీ అట్ ఆల్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ చైతన్యం లైక్ పుణ్య చైతన్యం, పాప చైతన్యం, ఫ్యాట్ చైతన్యం, లీన్ చైతన్యం, పురుష చైతన్యం, స్త్రీ చైతన్యం, బ్రాహ్మణ చైతన్యం, శూద్ర చైతన్యం. నో, వన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దిస్ వే దెన్ వాట్ డు దే ఆర్గ్యూ? దే గో టోటలీ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ డైరెక్షన్. దే సే సిన్స్ ఆల్ ద చైతన్యంస్ ఆర్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు యూ, దెన్ వై కాంట్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ డూ ఆల్ ది కర్మాస్, రిచువల్స్? వై షుడ్ వేద ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ సెటన్ కర్మాస్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సెటన్ పీపుల్? వేదిక్ రిచువల్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ వన్. ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ చైతన్యం ఇస్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్. వై కాంట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ డూ ఆల్ ది కర్మాస్? వీ సే చైతన్యం ఇస్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్, అండ్ దేర్ఫోర్ యూ కెనాట్ సేమ్ ఆల్ చైతన్యంస్ క్యాన్ డూ ఆల్ కర్మాస్. వై? బికాస్ చైతన్యం ఇస్ అకర్త, డజన్ డూ ఎనీ కర్మ అట్ ఆల్ చైతన్యం. అండ్ చైతన్యం కెనాట్ డూ బ్రాహ్మణ కర్మ, క్షత్రియ కర్మ, వైశ్య కర్మ, ఎనీథింగ్. వేర్ ఇస్ ది క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్యం డూయింగ్ ఎనీ కర్మ? బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ టాక్ అబౌట్ ద బాడీ, దర్ ఆర్ డిస్టింక్షన్స్. అండ్ వన్స్ యూ కమ్ టు అనాత్మ, దర్ విల్ బి భేద, డిఫరెన్సెస్ విల్ బి దేర్. అండ్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ కెనాట్ డూ ఆల్ కర్మాస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు శాస్త్రాస్. దర్ ఆర్ సర్టన్ కర్మాస్ విచ్ క్యాన్ ఓన్లీ బి డన్ బై బ్రాహ్మణాస్, సర్టన్ థింగ్స్ క్యాన్ బి డన్ ఓన్లీ బై క్షత్రియాస్, సర్టన్ థింగ్స్ క్యాన్ బై వైశ్యాస్, అండ్ సో ఆన్. సో ఆత్మదృష్ట్యా భేద నాస్తి, దర్ ఇస్ నో భేద డిస్టింక్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మా చైతన్యం. ఆత్మదృష్ట్యా కర్మ అపి నాస్తి, దర్ ఇస్ నో కర్మ ఆల్సో ఫ్రమ్ ద పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ చైతన్యం. But this is an aside thing. I just want to raise that question because people may have such doubts. Therefore, there cannot be differences in Chaitanya. Because differences are there only in terms of properties. Differences are there only in the type of attributes. Since Chaitanya has no property at all, no attribute at all, on what basis you will differentiate one Chaitanya from the other? Even you cannot count Chaitanyam to say this is Chaitanyam, first Chaitanyam, second Chaitanyam, third Chaitanyam. Because remember, even first, second, third, those numbering also is what? Is a property. What is the property? Numeral property. And you cannot differentiate from the point of location also. Because consciousness is not located in space. On the other hand, space is located in consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanyam does not have time-wise property, spatial property, numeral property. Therefore, where is the question of Vibhaktatvam? No distinction at all in Jivaha, Jiva Chaitanyam. Then how come we talk of differences among Jivas, if one asks? Then what do we say? The differences we talk about is from the standpoint of the container, the body only, not from the standpoint of Chaitanyam. We superimpose the property of the container, the body, upon the content, the Chaitanyam. The entire Adhyasa Bhashya, we've been through in detail. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Jivatma is not a distinct entity. Jivatma is not a distinct entity. How do you know? He says, go to the Upanishad. Because who are we? We are all Upanishadaika Sharanaha Vayam. For all of us, the only refuge is Upanishads. Once the topic of Chaitanya comes, science can never analyze Chaitanyam. It is an apaurusheya vishayaha, Chaitanyam. There is only one Nirguna Chaitanyam, which can never be differentiated at all. In the Svetasvatara Upanishads, the 6th chapter, 11th mantra, we have seen this earlier. Eko deva sarva bhuteshu gutaha, sarva vyapi sarva bhutantaratma, karmadhyaksha sarva bhutadivasaha, sakshi cheta kevalo nirgunascha. I have quoted this mantra earlier also in some other context. There is another quotation also from Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter. Actually, Shankaracharya does not give this quotation since the sutra refers only to Shruti Pramana. Shankaracharya, not that he doesn't know that. Because Shruti refers here, the sutra refers to only Shruti Pramanam, he confined himself only to Shruti. Therefore, Shankaracharya confined himself to Shruti statements. Whereas the Gita statement is what? Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktamiva chastitam. Bhuta bhartrucha tatnyeyam krasishnu prabha vishnu chayam. This is the 13th chapter, 16th or 17th shloka, number wise, because there is one additional shloka in some books. Avibhaktam. Actually, Swamiji takes this quote because Purupakshi's hetu, reason is what? Vibhaktatva, distinction. So, avibhaktam. Krishna uses the word avibhaktam in the shloka. Jiva is never differentiated in the body. Vibhaktatvam iva chastitam. Vibhaktatvam iva. It is seemingly differentiated. Further, Shankaracharya says, no doubt, Shruti talks about the birth of Jiva, but you should remember, whenever Jiva's birth is talked about, it is not the intrinsic birth of the Jiva itself, but it is only a secondary birth from the standpoint of the body only. Otherwise called aupadika janma. Aupadika upadi. Aupadika janma eva uchyate natu vastavika janma. Not real birth, but only figurative birth. It is only a figurative birth. We saw this in the previous adhikarana. It is only seeming birth, eva, from the standpoint of view of the body. But intrinsically, it is never born. What is the example? Katakasha utpattivat. We part space. It's a standard example. We talk about gata akasha utpatti in the Mandukya Karika. I have quoted some of these mantras earlier in the 3rd chapter, Advaita Prakarana. The 3rd mantra to 9th mantra of Mandukya Karika by Gaudapada Acharya. He gives 3 to 9, all these shlokas, he talk about this. And I will just only read one shloka, the 6th shloka. Rupa karya samakhyascha vidyante tatra tatra vai akashasya na bedosti tadvajjiveshu nirnayah. Akasha is one, but it is seemingly plural. Gatakasha, patakasha, all that thing. It is said in the Mandukya Karika. Therefore, vibhaktatva hetu is not there. No distinction at all. Reason to think of distinction. So by this argument, Yagadeshi is thrown out. It appears as though Gata Akasha is born, but really speaking, Gata Akashaha na jayate, it's not born. Gataha eva jayate, only part is born, part Akasha has never been born. And we only superimpose Gata Janma, the birth of Gata, the part, to Akasha and say Gata Akasha is born. Similarly, Jiva is born. Jivotpattihi aupacharikaha eva. Therefore, there is no Shruti Virodha at all. And therefore, Shruti is Pramana. Because to Purvapakshi, we have to say Shruti is Pramana. We better know what then. And for this aupadika janma, based on the body. Shankaracharya gives a Shruti support also. And this is another Shruti statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, second chapter, fourth section, 12th mantra. It's also a long mantra. I will only read the relevant portion here. Etebhyaha bhutebhyaha samuttaya tanyeva anuvinashyati na prete sagnya asti. That portion alone is relevant to us. Even though Sayata Sayindavakilavudake Prastha, that is a big mantra. I only read only the portion that is relevant to us. So the birth is not of consciousness and the birth is only of the Shariram. Shariram is only the reflecting or the manifesting medium. And when the body comes alone, consciousness is transactable, very important. Consciousness becomes transactable only in the medium body when it is present. When body is born, what comes? Transactable Chaitanyam comes. Previously, what was there? It was untransactable Chaitanyam. The transaction happens because of the medium only. Chaitanyam is ever the same. It is as good as non-existence when the medium is not there because it is untransactable. Therefore, when the body comes, the untransactable consciousness is converted to transactable consciousness. There is no physical invasion in the consciousness itself because of the body. I am speaking and you are hearing my words, all because of what? The life called the Chaitanyam. And therefore, we commit a mistake always. When the transactable consciousness comes, we assume that consciousness has come. But what comes is transactability of consciousness alone, not Chaitanyam itself. Consciousness is ever there. So, etebhyaha bhutebhyaha samuttaya tanyeva anuvinashyati. And once the body is dead and gone, the consciousness also seems to be gone. Na pretya sagnya asti. So with this, the adhikaranam is over. And what is the conclusion of these two adhikaranams? 10 and 11. Jivaha nityaha. Jiva is eternal. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam, because this is a very important conclusion, because they all will be used later in later arguments. So next adhikaranam. This is the 12th adhikaranam, 12th topic of this pada, nyadhikarana. Nyota eva, this is the very simple sutra. Nyota eva, 18th sutra of the third pada, second chapter, 234th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us introduce the adhikaranam with only one sutra. And this is called nyadhikaranam because of the first word, nya. And this is one of the, or even the most important adhikaranams in Brahma Sutra. Because here alone, the jiva's nature is defined as consciousness, which is the most unique aspect of Vedanta. Jiva's nature is defined as consciousness. Jiva is defined as Chaitanya Swarupam, here only. Jiva's Nitya Swarupam in the previous two adhikaranams were seen. Nitya Swarupam, eternity we saw. Eternity was seen. Now here, it is Chaitanya Swarupam. We know that Brahman is defined as Chaitanya Swarupam because Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma we know. Therefore, Jiva also is Chaitanyam, Brahman also is Chaitanyam, and thus Jiva, Brahma, Aikyam can be easily assimilated if you understand this. Therefore, for this reason, this becomes a very important adhikaranam. And here also we have three stages, the Purvapakshi Matam, Ekadeshi Matam, and Siddhanta. First, let us see Purvapakshi. And Purvapakshi says, Shruti is vague regarding the nature of Jiva. Shruti is vague. How? In one place, Shruti says, Jiva is Jnana, knowledge. And in another place, it says Jiva is Jnata, the knower. It says Jiva is knowledge. And another place, it says Jiva is knower, the Jnata. So is it a conscious entity or it is the consciousness itself? Is it a conscious entity or is it consciousness itself? This is the problem. So we are making a very subtle difference here. Is it a conscious entity or consciousness itself? At one place, it says it is the knower. And in another place, it says it is the knowledge itself. So the first statement the Purvapakshi takes is the fourth chapter, third section of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, sixth mantra. Atmaivasya jyotihi. Atmavasya jyotihi. That particular statement only I am going to take here, which means Atma is the light of consciousness. Atma is the light of consciousness. In which case, consciousness becomes what? The very substance or noun called Jivaha. If Atma is the light of consciousness, then the consciousness becomes the very substance or noun called Jivaha. It is not an adjective or a property. This is the meaning of Atma evam asya jyotihi. Then another Upanishad Vakyam from Prashnopanishad he gives from the fourth chapter, ninth mantra. He says, Yesha hi drashta, sprashta, shrota, grata, rasagita, manta, bodha, karta, vijnanatma, purushaha. So what is this meaning of this? He, that Atma Chaitanyam, is the seer, toucher, hearer, smeller, taster, perceiver, knower, doer, the thinking self, the person. That is that person. That's what Upanishad says. So according to this mantra, Jivatma is the knower principle. The one who is conscious of the world. So what do we mean by that? It means Jivatma itself is not consciousness. It is a separate entity, separate substance, and consciousness is only either a property or function of Jivatma. Like talking, for example, when you're talking, talking is not myself, but talking is a property or function located in me. This is a different way of thinking all this. All these tarkikas, they put things in so many ways. So talking is not myself, but talking is a property or function located in me. There is a difference between the property and the substance. Now we are getting into a very crucial question. Because even now in science, consciousness is still a mystery. Whether it is a substance by itself, or consciousness is a property or function of the matter, that's a crucial controversy. And most of the scientists, what do they believe? They believe consciousness is not a substance at all, but only a function of the brain, neurology. And brain is what? Brain is a fleshy matter. And in that fleshy matter, brain, consciousness as a property or function arises. And consciousness ends at the time of death. Therefore, for many people, consciousness is not independent, but it is a dependent property or function of matter. And here Purvapakshi, he quotes, Shruti itself gives both the views. Shruti itself gives both the views according to Purvapakshi. Purvapakshi is not wrong, because it can be confusing statements to anyone. And in Prashnopanishad says, Atma is a knower. That's what I just read. And now let us analyze the word knower. If you have to analyze the word knower, for example, take any word, talker. Because I'm talking, we can say talker. Talker means what? A person or substance in which a temporary function of talking arises. Not that one is a talker all the time. Imagine what happens if one is a talker all the time. So talker means what? One who is a locus of a temporary talking function. Talker means one who is a locus of a temporary talking function. Similarly, walker is one who is a locus of a temporary walking function. Eater is one who is a locus of a temporary eating functions. Nobody can be permanent eating function. That means what? Eating, walking, talking, they are all temporary functions. And eater, talker, walker, they are all the locus of these functions. The functions are temporary. subject to arrival and departure. The function is indicated by the first part of the verb. When you take the word eater, if you split it into two parts, it is called prakriti and pratyaya in Sanskrit. So if you take the word eater, walker, whatever it is, you split it into two parts. And eater, if you split, eat is one part, and er, another part, er. So the first part refers to the temporary function, that is eating, talking, walking, and all that. So temporary functions being temporary, they arrive and go. Arrival and departure. And the second part is what? Er. So eat is one part and er, er, is another part. Eating is the temporary part and the second part, er, is the next part, the other part. And what that part does? It refers to the permanent locus. And in all these words, there is a permanent locus indicated by er, er. And there is a temporary function, walk, talk, eat, all those are temporary functions. Now the Purvapakshi argues, knower, bodha, jnata, and all that thing as we read from the Prashnopanishad mantra now. Here also, the er must refer to the permanent locus who is called jivaha. The locus is jivaha for all of them. The er portion refers to the permanent jivatma. And the no portion in knower, that refers to the impermanent knowing function. Therefore, knowing, otherwise called being conscious or consciousness, is only a temporary function of the locus, namely jivatma. That is his argument. So knowing is called being conscious or consciousness, is only a temporary function of the locus jivatma. So knowing function or knowledge function or consciousness or sentiency is a temporary function of jivatma, which means what? Consciousness or knowing function only temporarily comes in jivatma, and therefore jivatma by itself is unconsciousness matter. Just as I am not talker all the time, when this talking function starts, I become talker. When I close the mouth, I am non-talker. Similarly, walker, non-walker. Similarly, knower, sentient of the world, conscious of the world. And when the knowing function stops, I am not conscious or unconscious of the world. Jada swarupaha. Therefore, the word knower reveals a jada jivatma that has got temporary consciousness, according to them. And when the consciousness arrives, jivatma becomes knower, like walker, talker. Therefore, jivatma jadaha, chaitanyam jivatmanaha gunaha. This is said in the Prashnopanishad mantra. And who quotes this? Purvapakshi quotes this. And what is the meaning of the Brihadaranyakapanishad mantra? That mantra says, consciousness is not the property dependent on an inert atma, but consciousness is the very substance atma itself. In which case, jiva is permanently conscious only. So therefore, the question is whether jiva is consciousness itself or whether jiva is a matter temporarily enjoying the consciousness as a property. I hope you are with me. And Purvapakshi says, Shruti seems to say both. That is the problem. It is vague. Therefore, we have to know what is the relationship between me and consciousness. In some places, Shruti says it is drashta, shrota, seer, hearer. It is knower and it is knowledge. Both are said to be the Atman. So Purvapakshi says Shruti is apramanam. It is not reliable. And Shankaracharya tells in his introduction, not only this controversy is there in the Upanishads, it is there also between Sankhya and Nyaya and other philosophical systems also. Is Atma a knower or knowledge itself? Is consciousness a substance or property? And we have two systems of philosophy that has opposite stands. One is the Sankhya Yoga system. We have seen this also, which says that Atma is knowledge itself. Sankhya Yoga system says what? Atma is knowledge itself and it is not a knower. It is not a conscious substance, but it is consciousness itself. Therefore, Sankhya Yoga system knowledge is not an action of Atma. Knowledge is not an action of Atma. Consciousness is not a property of Atma. Then what is it? Knowledge is Atma. Consciousness is Atma. Incidentally, Vedanta also agrees with that. We also say the same thing. This is one view. That is Atma Chaitanya. Atma Chaitanya Swarupaha is one. Chaitanyam is not a guna property, but a substance itself. This is Sankhya Yoga system. However, the Nyaya Vaisheshika people, what do they say? They say knowledge or consciousness is not Atma, but should be taken as an action of Atma or as a property of Atma. Either it is Kriya of Nyaya system, between Nyaya Vaisheshika, they are talking. So Nyaya people talk about Kriya, action. And the Vaisheshika people talk about Guna, property. So knowledge should be taken as an action or a property. And since knowledge is action or property, it is not Atma, but it is located in the Atma. Therefore, Atma is neither knowledge. Atma is not consciousness also. Atma is different from knowledge. Atma possesses knowledge. There are important words. Atma possesses knowledge. Atma is different from consciousness, or Atma possesses consciousness. Therefore, one system says Atma is consciousness. The other system says Atma has consciousness. It is like saying what? one has a dog, which is very different from one is a dog. One has consciousness. Other one says one is consciousness. Therefore, Atma has consciousness is Nyaya Vaisheshika. And Atma is consciousness is Sankhya Yoga. And in Nyaya Vaisheshika, actually Swamiji adds a few more points also here. Because between these two people, Vedanta is closer to the Sankhya Yoga system. Because Vedanta also says Atma is consciousness, not Atma has consciousness. And Nyaya Vaisheshika is different. And what does the Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher says? He says Atma is matter. And therefore it is inert in nature. Just as Akasha, Vayu, all those are matter. And he has classified matter also into 9 items. Like I mentioned it during our early discussion, even though we don't have to go now. So Navadravyani, 9 different types of matter he enumerated. And one of the materials, the inert substance, is Atma according to them, which is very similar to the brain of scientists. Scientists also call brain as inert matter, flesh. And what does science say? Scientists say brain produces consciousness. Similarly, they say Atma is inert matter, and they also say that mind is another matter, in which Vedanta agrees also. Mind is another matter, Vedanta easily agrees. Inert. So the problem is with Atma only. And they say when Atma and mind are combined, consciousness is generated as a property. So consciousness is not a substance, nor it is eternal. Consciousness is a non-eternal generated property by the combination of Atma and mind, according to them. So in scientific language, it is called an emergent property, emerging property. It is just an electrical phenomenon in the brain. And when the electrical phenomenon is there, the brain is alive. And the electrical phenomenon goes, stops, the brain is dead. Therefore, brain produces consciousness, according to them. Thus, consciousness becomes a generated faculty of brain in science. But in Nyaya Vaisheshika, when Atma and mind join together, consciousness is generated as a property. And once the consciousness is generated as a property, it has to depend upon one substance or the other. Because property or attribute cannot exist independent of a substance. As per the Nyaya Vaisheshika system, since consciousness is an attribute, consciousness cannot exist independently. It should depend upon some matter or the other. Whereas in Vedanta, consciousness is the only independent substance in the entire creation according to Vedanta. And we say matter depends on consciousness. And Nyaya Vaisheshika says consciousness is an attribute. And therefore, it should depend upon some matter or the other. So now we have two matters. What are those two matters? Atma and mind. And because they have combined together, like marriage and children is born, therefore, the consciousness guna property must either depend upon Atma or the mind. One of them it should depend upon, because any guna attribute should depend upon matter. And one of the two dravyams, Atma and mind, because dravya, so dravya ashritaha gunaha. Guna is always dependent on dravya, matter, substance. And Nyaya Vaisheshika says, consciousness will vote for Atma and not the mind. I will depend on Atma, consciousness says. Thus consciousness becomes a temporary property of the inert substance called Atma according to Nyaya Vaisheshika system. This is very similar to the scientist's view of consciousness also. For a scientist, consciousness is a temporary attribute of the inert substance called brain, as we said. That is why we say Nyaya Vaisheshika is closer to modern science. However, the Sankhya Yoga says that consciousness is not a property. And since it is not a property, it need not depend upon matter. Sankhya Yoga says that. Because therefore, consciousness, otherwise called Purushaha in Sankhya Yoga system, exists independent of the matter called Pradhanam or Prakriti. This we have given, seen all that when we discussed Sankhya system earlier. Therefore, Purusha, the consciousness, is separate. And Prakriti, the matter, is separate as per the Sankhya system. Therefore, consciousness is also independent. Matter is also independent. Whereas in Nyaya Vaisheshika says, matter is independent and consciousness depends on matter. Then what is Vedanta? Vedanta says, consciousness is independent and matter depends upon consciousness. I hope you are able to follow all these three differences in the three systems of philosophy. I'll summarize. Consciousness depends upon matter in Nyaya Vaisheshika system. Matter depends on consciousness, or consciousness is independent of matter, is Vedanta. Both are independent. That is, Prakriti is Svatantraha and Purusha is also Svatantraha as per the Sankhya Yoga system. So here, what do you want to say? This confusion as to whether consciousness is the property of Atma or Atma itself is the that is the confusion. Whether it is a property of Atma or Atma itself is a confusion existing between Sankhya Yoga and Nyaya Vaisheshika systems. And the Purva Pakshimatam says, Shruti adds to the confusion also. Therefore, give up Shruti, according to him. His recommendation is always give up Shruti, Vedas. Now, Ekadeshi Matam, that says, Jivatma is not consciousness itself, but Jivatma is a possessor of consciousness. And by possessing consciousness, he becomes a knower. Natu jnana rupaha parantu jnana guna ashrayaha. Jivatma na jnana swarupaha parantu jivatma jnana guna ashrayaha. Locus of jnana guna, the property, attribute. And in support of his conclusion, he gives two pramanams also. One is Shruti itself from Prashnopanishad 4.9 that we saw earlier. Yashayidrashtas Prashta, all those srota, that mantra. So that is one thing. So he is the possessor of consciousness, but not consciousness itself. And therefore, Shruti pramanam is one support. And the other support he gives in Sushupti Anubhava, when we are in sleep, where one continues to exist without being conscious of anything. So in Jagrat Avastha, I exist. In waking state, I exist, being conscious of surrounding all and myself. I'm aware of myself and the surroundings in Jagrat Avastha. In Sushupti Avastha, in deep sleep, I exist without being conscious of the surroundings and even myself as individual. No one says, I am sleeping now, don't disturb. We say, I'm going to sleep, don't disturb. But nobody says, I am sleeping now, do not disturb. I am not aware of myself in sleep. Therefore, in Jagrat Avastha, I have consciousness. In Sushupti Avastha, I don't have consciousness. So if I had consciousness, I would have been conscious of surroundings and myself in Sushupti Avastha. In Mandukya Karika, Gaudapada says నాత్మానం న పరాంశ్చైవ న సత్యం నాపి చానృతం ప్రాజ్ఞ కింజన సంవేత్తి తుర్యం తత్సర్వ దృక్ సదా దృక్. ప్రాజ్ఞ ద స్లీపర్ డస్ నాట్ నో ఎనీథింగ్. అండ్ వెన్ యూ టేక్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఇన్ కోమా, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ సంబడీ ఇస్ ఇన్ కోమా, వి ఆల్సో యూస్ ద ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ హీ హెస్ బికమ్ అన్కాన్షియస్. అండ్ ప్రజ్ఞారహిత వి కాల్ అన్కాన్షియస్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ద ప్రాపర్టీ ఆర్ ఫ్యాకల్టీ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ గాన్ అండ్ స్టిల్ దిస్ పర్సన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ అండ్ హీ వెన్ హీ వేక్స్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ కోమా ఆర్ స్లీప్ ది గాన్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ హెస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. Therefore, consciousness is subject to arrival and departure, which is proved by Sushupti Anubhava, experience of Sushupti. So what is the conclusion now? I am a substance who gets consciousness and lose consciousness. Therefore, I am not consciousness itself. This is Ekadeshi Mata, who will be joined by the Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher also, because that is his conclusion also. And Upanishad, you know, this is the general introduction. And now we have to see the Siddhanta, because how the arguments arrive we have now described. We have to now see Siddhanta's view and his answer. So now we will do the general analysis of the sutra. And in this small sutra, Vyasacharya says Atma is Chaitanya Swarupaha. Nyaha. Nyaha means Chaitanya Swarupaha, Jnana Swarupaha, Vijnana Swarupaha. Atma is not possessor of consciousness, but Atma is consciousness. And how to prove? And what is the logic? Vyasacharya gives Shruti support. Shruti is very clear in revealing this particular fact. Vyasacharya goes, but in a roundabout way, as a corollary of the previous topic. Because previous topic is already discussed, he goes, it takes it as a corollary. So we should remember the previous adhikarana, if you want to understand this adhikarana. There, the previous adhikarana we have established that jiva is not at all born. That was the conclusion then. The birth belongs to only the upadhi, the body. The body alone is born. But jiva from its own original true nature is never born. Naturally, what will be the question? If jiva is not born, not a product of Paramatma, then how can there be eka vijnanena sarva vijnana pratijna? How that can apply? Because only if jiva is a karyam of Paramatma, then Paramatma vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati, jivatma vijnanam api bhavati. That's how it will happen. So such question was raised, and what was our answer? Then we said, even though jivatma is not a product of Paramatma, still Paramatma vijnanena jivatma vijnanam will come, because Paramatma is jivatma. It is not a product of jivatma, but it is jivatma itself. And therefore only we said jivatma is also unborn and paramatma is also unborn. And because jivatma and paramatma are identical, therefore by way of establishing the birthlessness of jivatma, we get pointed out that jivatma and paramatma are one and the same. Both are eternal. And we quoted a Shruti statement also in support of it from Chandogya Upanishad. That's also we say. Anena jivena atmana anupravishya nama rupe vyakaravani iti. That particular mantra we quoted. So what is the graham now? Shariram is the graham. The abode. And having entered the sharira graham, the body, Paramatma itself got the name jivatma. And when it obtains within the body, it is like, for example, a particular person. When he enters the president's office, he gets elected, enters the president's office and sits on the president's chair. He is called the president. The person is not different. It is only an aupadhika namadeya. It is a new name from the standpoint of shariram. So from this, it is very, very clear that Paramatma is Jivatma. Jivatma is Paramatma. Tattvam eva, tvam eva tat. This vakyam, I quoted this somewhere earlier. It comes in Kaivalya Upanishad, first chapter, 16th mantra. Tat tvam eva, tvam eva tat. Because jivatma and paramatma are identical, whatever be the nature of paramatma should be the nature of jivatma also. So from the Shruti, we find the nature of paramatma. And in several places it is said, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. So Jivatma is not a knower, but knowledge itself. Vijnanam, Anandam, Brahma, Prajnanam, Brahma. From all these statements from Shruti, Brahman is said to be Jnana Swarupam, and Jivatma is identical with Brahman, and therefore Jivatma also is Jnana Swarupam and not Jnana Gunakam. Jnana Swarupam. Consciousness is not a property, but it is my very nature. This is why when we talk of consciousness in all our Vedanta lectures, earlier all the Upanishad lectures, I have said almost invariably in every lecture, I have told this. Consciousness is all the fivefold, the things which we attribute. Consciousness is not a part, property, or product of the body. Consciousness is an independent entity which pervades and illumines the body. Consciousness is not limited by the dimensions, the size of the body. Consciousness survives even after the fall of the body. And that consciousness, I should learn to identify as myself. Do not say, body has consciousness and I am the body. But learn to say, I am the consciousness which is pervading this incidental body. And all these four statements are based on what? This Jnadhikaranam of Brahma Sutra. This is the general analysis of the sutra. We will go to the word analysis in the next class. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratititah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shantihi shri gurubhyo namaha shri krishna arpanamastu.